This is Underground Apple.
Look at me, tell me what you see when you look at me. Am I part of the land and sea or the air I breathe? Is this world one that I'm born from or one I create? Tell me how I can make it back if I lose my way.
Wake up your mind with premium organic coffee that's really, really good for you. This isn't just any regular cup of joe. Four Sigmatic's best-selling coffee enhances focus, boosts your mood, and even supports your immune system. Four Sigmatic coffee is mixed with functional mushrooms like lion's mane and chaga. These superfoods are some of the most studied, wellness-supporting supplements on the planet, now easily mixed into your daily favorites. Guaranteed delicious and loved by thousands, over a million cups served, 100,000 plus monthly subscribers, and over 30,000 five-star reviews. Try it risk-free, and if you don't love it, you get your money back. Use the code ROBUNDERGROUND to subscribe and to save 30% off your subscription. It's 20% without it. Or you can just click the link in the description, or be sure to try Four Sigmatic Natural Coffee. Welcome to Underground Opolis, everybody. Well, this weekend I went to 21st of Germantown. I saw a few bands. I saw Clover Creek Bastards. They've been on the show. Saw FMK. They're going to be on the show. Their new band, which you may recognize Riley from Slick Psycho and the Vultures. He was in that band, and he's got another little band going, and it's a pretty neat little thing. And then there was this guy. Now I have played a show with my next guest before. Yeah, I think he came to one of my open mics. I think at maybe Dundee Tavern, and he played at LRS Fest the same time my band did, which was in 2021, I believe. Yeah, but I'm just going to bring him right on. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hey, I'm Sound Troller. I grew up in Northern Kentucky, but I've lived in the Louisville area about 12 years, and been playing music all my fucking life, it feels like.
So this one man operation right now, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go right into it. Tell me all about, like, if you were, who did you see at a concert or something, or even on TV, and he's like, you know what? I want to play music. I want to be a musician.
Oh man. You know, I don't know. I remember in like junior high, I hadn't been exposed to a ton of music yet. Like it felt like my dad listened to country and my mom listened to disco. And I don't know if that's fair, but that's what it felt like. But one day my cousin from Cincinnati dropped this mix. He's like, I burnt this CD. It had like 30 songs on it. It had Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, Nirvana, all these other bands. And I'm like, holy crap. And I pretty much started a little garage band, you know, probably within the same year. So that was probably what did it.
Yeah, you don't sound like any of that.
well, you know, what I've always wanted to do is start a ska band.
You should talk to Riley.
Well, you know, I'm trying to feel people out and see what everyone's into, but like, you know, I used to be big into like the postmodern hardcore scene or whatever. You know, I even played some little shows down here, even though I was mostly up in Cincinnati at that time. That was like 10 years ago now. But yeah, no, I'd love to do a project where it's more punk rock or some sort of metal or. I've really been into like math rock and stuff like that. I love the drum.
Do you?
I'm Yeah. No, drums are like my main instrument. I just do
really
guitar. Yeah, I like to write. And I'm not like I don't have any bandmates, so I just kind of do this solo thing. That is one of the things I'm working on is putting a band together. So we'll see soon, hopefully.
Well, yeah. Is there drums on your album, Live and Unlearn? Love and Unlearn. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I wasn't expecting to release the album when I did. I basically had some, like, the mixes that are on the album aren't fully mastered, but it was one of those things I was like, man, I just got to do it now, or I'm just going to keep telling myself, it could be better. Oh, I need more vocals. Like, I had harmonies I had written that I didn't record. I had drums and, like, guitar solos and tons of stuff. And, but, you know, it, like you're saying about piling stuff up on yourself. And it's like, you know, I just had to get it done. And I was happy, really happy I did it. But yeah, I'm probably going to revisit a few. Get some, you know, remastered versions out with more stuff on it, kind of thing.
You can always rewrite, re-record, revision, yep. You can. I've learned this. It's okay to do that. It took me a long time to figure that out. It's like you can do it again. You know, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to get upset. Yeah, but you did all this album with your phone.
So the release and the distribution, like I didn't have access to the computer and like all my recording equipment to like finish working on it. But I had the mostly mixed versions on like Google Drive, and I went through and like signed up with like DistroKid on my phone and like got signed up and was uploading my music through it and doing the lyrics, and like I got the whole album released just like fucking around on my phone, which was a lifesaver. Otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do it when I did. So that's kind of a fun thing, you know. We're really capable in a lot of ways these days, you know. Yeah, so it's
absolutely, yeah. Yeah. tell me more about Love and Unlearn. Tell me about this album.
Okay, so man, it's an interesting project because it really took place over about 12 years. Like, there's two songs on the album that are about 12 years old. And then the other is like a grab bag of songs that I worked on and off of for years. And there's a couple songs on it that I wrote like 2 or 3 days before recording, you know? So it's like, it's definitely a journey. You know, like the first track is called Couldn't Find Myself. And to be honest, it's about being depressed as hell and like sticking it out and, you know, watching yourself feel like a big piece of crap, but like loving yourself through it and kind of, man, just keep going, you know. I think it was a good way to start the album because it was the song that kind of got me back like into things. You know, I was writing it, I was still depressed as shit, and I hadn't written anything in like 8 years at this point. And man, I just worked on it on and off for a few months and like completed it and was like, oh shit, all right, cool, let's go. Like, it kind of really knocked the rust off of things. So you know, that's one I played at the show the other night. I think it's the first one I started with. So yeah, it's got good energy. I think it's a good way to start the album, and it really kind of sets the tone.
Living a life, looking for truth. Sorry, I thought I found it in you. The last time we spoke, I don't think you heard. If you give me a rise, I'm
What does sound troller mean?
Oh, so this is kind of interesting. So I'm a software developer and I like making little like music based apps and things. And one project I was working on, I called Sound Troller because it's taking like video game controllers and joysticks and things and using them as like MIDI input. So you can like build instruments out of them. And that's kind of where, like, I was calling myself something else, like, really shortly before I started calling myself Sound Troller. But I hated it the whole time. So, like, as soon as that day when I was like, Sound Troller, I was like, eh, it's kind of cool, sure. But what's funny is I've had people, like, you know, I was on RLS. They had me on live. And, you know, they were like, oh, is it because you, like, you troll sound? And I'm like, yeah, that's actually a way better. Like, I thought about that, too. And I was like, you know, that makes more sense. And so originally it was a portmanteau of sound and controller, and now I just write it as Sound Troller. It just makes more sense. I think it looks cool, whatever. So
it does. That's a good name.
Thanks.
What would you say would you say you preferred the studio or the stage?
Stage. I'm so anti-recording because it's a lot of pressure to get it right. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a lot of trouble recording this one because I kept trying to do it like the right way. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll record all the guitar, and then didn't realize like I had so many tempo changes. So like recording like layers on top of it was kind of messy. And I had a lot of technical difficulties, and on stage you can screw up and like just keep rocking and rolling, and most people don't even like, I worry about it, but most people are like, I'm doing fine. And so I like that stage energy. It feels really good. A screw up doesn't last forever like in a recording, so
no yeah. When you're creating something permanent.
Yeah. No, recording, you got to get that shit right. On stage, it's like, well, you know, I should practice a little more next time, but it was okay.
When Kevin Kenney was on the show, it was funny. I don't know if you know who he is, but he plays in a band called Driving and Crying. They had a few pretty big hits in the 90s. And he says, if you ever mess up a song on stage, just look at the audience and go, it's like, is that what you do? He goes, yeah. He goes, sorry, I thought it'd go better than that. I was like, you're not. So I'm not the only one that does that. He's like, no.
Yeah. I always kind of snowball. I screw up and then I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I'm like, quit drawing attention to it. Just keep going.
You did that the other night, as a matter of fact. That's what I thought. Quit. Nobody knows.
Oh man, it's so hard to not be like in my head while I'm, especially on stage. Like my mind, I don't get stage fright anymore. I've been doing this shit too long, but I have like performance anxiety. My brain is like fighting the whole time to like stay focused. So I just forget lyrics constantly, and you know, how to start my own fucking songs. And I'm like, well, whatever, you know, like no one cares as long as you try and keep the energy up and keep going, you know. I don't know, you know, it's a good time. I think it would feel worse if the people in Louisville weren't so fucking cool. Like you go to a show or an open mic and man, everybody's like real supportive and like, you know, like everybody's there for it, man. So I don't know, if anyone's listening and you are a little bit nervous about getting out and playing, don't, because you really don't have shit to worry about around here. Like, it's a town full of fucking musicians, man. We get it.
It is.
You know?
It is. It's a town full. We seem to have a lack of bass players for some reason. Because
playing bass isn't cool.
I'll edit that part out just because I like you.
No, actually, I play a little bass, but like I'd rather. I love to drum just because it comes so easy. Like I've been just doing it for fucking ever. But I'm kind of in a position where I want to be like in the front of the stage and moving around and stuff. So that's kind of why I'm doing more of the guitar thing these days. So, yeah.
There was one song you let out a whale. And I did not get that on video. And I sit there go, why wasn't I filming that? It was a real long whale that stuck out and pretty much wowed everybody there. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, so I really like that song. It's called Don't Want to Stay. You know, I really like what I do when I write. I don't know if I'm a good songwriter, but I really try and challenge myself. And if a song has like, if a song feels too negative, like that song really, like I was working on that one after I got divorced. And so it just kind of kept coming out, you know, not super positive. But, you know, I think it's important to like have songs like that, that people can get on board and let their emotions relate to. But by the end, you know, I tried to make sure and say, you know, kind of be like, I don't know how, what was going on. I'm sure if I was trying, you know what I'm saying? Like I tried to get the message to be good and positive. And also I tried to write a song that just really challenged the hell out of my vocals, because I don't feel like a very good guitar player. So I wanted to try and like come like have something that I could hopefully blow people out of the water with, you know. So that's kind of why that song exists.
Yeah, you wowed the whole room. So
awesome. Yeah. So I was gonna say sometimes I start with that song and throw my voice out immediately, so I try and do it last instead. But it gets everyone's attention, man. That's why I want to do it first. But like I can't handle doing that first sometimes.
Yeah. What shows you got coming up?
Oh man, I have no idea. Like none right now, but also I wasn't planning on having that one at 21st. Like a couple, like seriously, I got it like the week before. So I expect shows to be popping up. I've really been chilling out lately, so I've got tons of stuff in the works. Like I've got a new acoustic album in the works. I'm working on electronic stuff and trying to, I've got a bunch of electronic equipment to start putting together like electronic sets, because I'm big into EDM music and I'd like to do like the ska version of EDM basically. I got a lot of things I'm working on, but nothing set in stone, which is kind of a pain. But the album Love and Unlearn is on Spotify and YouTube and all that. So it's there to listen to. And there will be music videos soon within the next couple months. So
that's cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Videos aren't cheap.
Yeah. No, it's something I've been trying to do since I released this album like last, the November before last. So it's overdue. And I'm excited about it. So,
yeah. You got a Bandcamp website or anything you want to plug in before we wrap it up?
Yeah. You can find me on all the major platforms, Amazon streaming, Spotify, YouTube. I'm on all kinds of stuff. I use DistroKid to distribute, so I'm everywhere. So check out Love and Unlearn. It's on there, and it's a nice little chill acoustic thing you can listen to.
For now, thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media.
and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.